This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Germany expects to commence a coronavirus vaccine rollout early in January. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has our story.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff says he expects coronavirus shots to start in the very first days of the new year. The trained doctor says he's prepared to help vaccinate people himself. EU authorities are expected to make a decision by December 29 on approving the first vaccine for use. Meanwhile, Germany is getting special vaccination centres ready. Infection figures in Germany have more or less stabilised at a high level since a partial shutdown started on November 2, but haven't decreased. Experts say tighter restrictions are needed, at least in the hotspots. I'm Charles de la Desma.
While other countries gear up for rapid rollouts of COVID-19 vaccines, Switzerland is staking out a slower path, prizing caution over speed, according to a leading vaccine expert. Britain and Russia will both begin mass vaccination this week, while U.S. and European regulators are expected to provide emergency approval for two vaccines very shortly, with millions of doses set to be given away by the end of the year. For Switzerland, the first few doses are not expected to arrive before late January, and larger volumes several months after that. Claire Anne Siegrist, one of Switzerland's leading vaccine experts, told AFP, while rushing was understandable for the worst-hit countries, a more cautious approach was reasonable in the Swiss context. For more on these and other stories related to COVID-19 and all the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the United States, pressure is on Congress to come up with a COVID-19 relief bill. AP's Shelley Adler has our story.
We have a lot of work to do and just a few days to do it.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on bringing a bipartisan COVID-19 relief bill to a vote.
There are five Republican senators who have been working night and day, five Democratic senators as well. And it really is a superhuman effort on our part to get this together in time to help the American people as quickly as possible.
And there's needed money in that bill for states to help with vaccine distribution.
Think about the vaccination, the logistics that we serve with the money in this bill. We want to make sure that this vaccine is on the road and vaccinating people all across America as quickly as possible.
Durbin spoke on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Pope Francis will make his first trip outside of the country since the coronavirus pandemic when he visits Iraq in March, the Vatican announced Monday. The government in Baghdad said it will be an historic event. The foreign ministry added in a statement, quote, it symbolizes a message of peace to Iraq and the whole region, end quote. President Barham Saleh officially invited Pope Francis to visit Iraq in July 2019, hoping it would help the country heal after years of strife. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has picked California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to be his health secretary, putting a defender of the Affordable Care Act in a leading role to oversee his administration's coronavirus response. Separately, Biden picked a Harvard infectious disease expert, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to head the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra, 62, will be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services, a $1 trillion-plus dollar agency with 80,000 employees. The United States said Monday it will continue to recognize opposition figure Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president, despite disputed elections giving leftist leader Nicolas Maduro total control over national institutions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, quote, the international community cannot allow Maduro, who is in power illegitimately because he stole the 2018 election, to gain from stealing a second election, end quote. AP correspondent Jan Olson explains the pomp and ceremony of the Nobel Prize ceremonies have been reined in this year amid measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
This year, there will not be any big Nobel Prize ceremonies in either Stockholm or Oslo. The reason for that is the virus. Ceremonies will be held across Europe and the United States in the cities where the award winners live and work.
From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.